When the city's canvas committee counted the final votes from the election Friday morning, not too many people came out to watch. There was just Zoya Johnson, who ran unopposed to keep her city council seat, and Udelka LeClaire, who was waiting for confirmation that she'd beaten a four-term incumbent councillor.
Didn't miss a step here? Oh, I know.
City Clerk Kat Hazen had to struggle a little with the AccuVote machine.
I'm supposed to hold these two buttons down at the same time and then do it. There we go.
Oh. And then she read out the final totals, 227 votes for LeClaire and 200 for Robinson. LeClaire was pretty calm after the announcement, but in the City Hall lobby, she said she was shocked she'd won.
This is my first time in this adventure, so it's good to see that the community came out and voted, so it's exciting.
She thinks she got support as a first-time candidate because she's an active volunteer and fundraiser with city schools and nonprofits.
A lot of people were saying that they know I'm a person that's going to, if I say I'm going to do something, they know my word is golden because they already see me working with kids. They already see me out in the community.
As for Dennis Robinson, he wasn't in the room when the results were read, and he puts his loss down to his own lack of campaigning. He says he didn't publicize the election enough among his supporters, the long-term residents he's always focused on as a councillor.
The population that I represented was my children's children, people that are going to be affected 50 years plus. And I don't think there currently is anybody on the council that would represent those residents with the tenacity that I did.
Robinson spoke or asked questions at nearly every meeting during his time in office, sometimes sparking internal debates. He'd grown critical of the city's approach to contracting in recent years, and he called repeatedly for the city to facilitate more permanent housing. He says he'll still speak up at meetings on Unalaska's housing shortage as a private citizen, and he hasn't ruled out running again for council or even mayor in future. Robinson's taken long breaks from public office in the past. He served two consecutive terms on council and waited about 15 years before running again in 2008. As LeClaire faces her first term in office, she says she's not building an agenda just yet.
I really don't want to start prioritizing. I want to be open to everything that's happening. And tackle one thing at a time. When you put too many things in the same table, things tend to fall through the cracks. So you have to give each item 100% of your attention.
She'll have some time to prepare. Council is meeting Friday night to certify the election results, but they won't have a quorum for a regular meeting for at least a couple of weeks. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.